The bell wasn't always in the market yard. The curfew bell was over here.
Down the road, Bellows Lane.
Right.
And they rung the curfew, but there was a bell at the market yard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was rung for the flags, I think.
That's right.
And that was there, and that disappeared.
It was rung for?
The flax market.
Flax market.
Did that bell disappear?
It did indeed.
It was rung at my wedding.
Around somewhere.
It was rung for
at
your wedding.
My wedding.
How did you arrange that?
I didn't arrange it. I don't know who.
Sammy Walker.
Some of the guys that was the the market yard bell was rung out in the old church.
Sammy Walker's the other man in that photograph.
That's
Jim. There would have been.
There was two of them that. And now this is only hearsay. I never seen the bell.
Mm.
But there was two of them. There was Sammy Walker and Charlie Hammond. And they were the two that knew where that bell was. And that was the market bell.
Which went missing. When?
But it's around somewhere. It's still around somewhere.
When did it go missing?
Oh, years. I was on a cob at the time.
Right.
And
I remember in the market yard. I remember in the big arch.
Oh, it's still
there.
That bell's still there.
That's the bell that hung over Bellhouse Lane. That bell that you're talking about now.
Right.
But the original bell,
the market bell
disappeared. And it was at the time, around about the time that the market closed down, that bell disappeared. And then they put that one there up.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody knew what they were doing.
No, of course.
That bell went up. And
that was the bell rung to signal the market was opening.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Whatever you were, and you heard the bell.
It was just a dormant ring. They rung the bell.
That was the bell that was used. It was the curfew bell.
Only after the other one disappeared.
But what year are you talking about there?
Now I'm talking about the early 50s. Even before that, the late 40s.
Well, the late 40s.
Do you think somebody might have it in their garden?
Well, I would say that it could show up.
How big was it? What are we talking here?
Well, it was very, 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 very difficult to tell from the ground. You know, when I was up there, it didn't look tremendously big, but I've seen it on the ground, and I mean, it was huge.
That was the big bell.
The big bell,
and then the curfew bell.
That curfew
over there.
It was over
there. Bellhouse Lane.
Mm.
What was the curfew?
9 o'clock, wasn't it?
Everybody
in the
house.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. The curfew. The town crier. He went round like a.
Tommy Lamont.
Tommy Lamont was the town crier. And then at the same time, your man went round and put out the lights.
Cooley Graham.
Before him, it was
Norton. Norton.
That's right.
Why was there a curfew?
Yeah, there was troubles there in them days too. You know.
So when was this up to?
Huh?
What year would that have been up to?
It had been up to the early 50s.
Right. Oh, it does. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that was even in late summer nights?
It went on like that. It was actually, I think the war coming in put an end to the curfew. Like,
mm-hmm.
But they tried a curfew like in the early part of the war,
mm-hmm.
They tried the curfew, but as you said, the clear nights, nobody knows. But the winter nights, the rascality went on.
Mm-hmm.
See, do you remember the town over here, the Corporation Arms?
Not really.
No, well, that's
where. That's the one I was talking about with the Big John McNeil. Just across the road here,
remember Lord, your town.
Marks and Spencer's are now.
Lord, would it come on?
Yes.
During the war years.
Lord Haw
would have come on and been talking about cold rain there and the soldiers in their feather beds and the poor soldiers out the Russian front, being the Germans dying and thousands type of thing.